there and offer something different to people just like you. My target audience has been a combination of those who have a keen interest in the phenomenon but do not know where to start, along with those that have dedicated their lives to the field and want to see the real evidence to what the U.S. government is hiding. In other words, this book is for everyone across that gamut that has ever had an interest in UFOs, from the newbie novice to the obsessed professional. I will even admit I wrote this book for the hardcore skeptics and the career debunkers. I feel this information is strong enough to stand up to the best criticism that can be thrown my way. When you see the actual evidence outlined in the next couple hundred pages, I believe strongly you will realize that there is much more to the UFO phenomenon than the U.S. government will ever want you to believe. I chose not to include some of the recent revelations about the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, in this manuscript. As of the writing of this book, the ATIP story is still unfolding, and there are many questions about this secret Pentagon UFO study touted by the media and a somewhat newly formed public benefit corporation known as To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. I feel without solid proof of this new project and the true objectives of it, it would be disingenuous to speculate in this book, which is based on solid documented fact. So I will save that for a future publication when more documents are released. I hope the evidence in the next 15 chapters will give you the starting point you need in your journey to uncover the truth. This book is my journey. I have invested more than 20 years and thousands upon thousands of hours into building an online database of my research, known as The Black Vault, www.theblackvault.com. I have taken the responses to every FOIA request I have filed and organized them into a massive online repository for government documents. The result is the largest privately run collection of declassified records on the Internet, anywhere in the world. The evidence here may not ultimately give you the smoking gun you are looking for on your journey, but I guarantee it will give you a box of bullets when you find it. Let me show you. Chapter 1. Debunking the Roswell Explanation. When I was 15 years old, my Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests were going out by the truckload. As fast as I could, I would send these requests seeking information on various topics to nearly every government agency I could find. My special focus and personal interest was the UFO phenomenon. When I first began this journey toward the UFO truth, whatever that ultimately may be, the X-Files TV show was in its third year on television. My late grandmother was the one who told me about it, and we began watching it on her kitchen table when I was just a young teenager. On this show, along with quite a few other pop culture references, the Roswell incident was referenced quite often. Roswell was a household name, and although many did not research the topic firsthand, if you walked up to anyone on the streets, they know the gist of what happened. Although versions of the event vary depending on the witness and researcher, the most popular goes like this. On or around June 14, 1947, farmer William Mac Brazell and his son discovered a UFO had crashed on their farm just outside of Roswell, New Mexico. On July 4th, Brazell packed up his car with some of the debris that he found and, on July 7th, drove it into town and delivered it to Sheriff George Wilcox. The sheriff was just as confused as Brazell, so he contacted the military. Beginning with Colonel Butch Blanchard, who then passed word to General Roger Ramey, the military was perplexed as to what the debris was from and how it got on Brazell's farm. Major Jesse Marcel was tasked to go to the farm and investigate. He collected all of the debris from the crash site on Brazell's ranch. On July 8th, the military